اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام، أتوب إليه. اللهم كل وليك حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أفتتح الثناء بحمدك، وأنت مسدد للصواب بمنك، وأيقنت أنك أنت أرحم الراحمين في موضع العفو والرحمة، وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنقمة، وأعظم المتجبرين في موضع الكبرياء والعظمة. اللهم أذنت لي في دعائك ومسألتك، فاسمع يا سميع مدحتي، وأجب يا رحيم دعوتي، وأقل يا غفور عثرتي. فكم يا إلهي من كربة قد فرجتها، وهموم قد كشفتها، وعثرة قد أقلتها، ورحمة قد نشرتها، وحلقة بلاء قد فككتها. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا، ولم يكن له شريك في الملك، ولم يكن له ولي من الذل، وكبره تكبيرا. الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها، على جميع نعمه كلها. الحمد لله الذي لا مضاد له في ملكه، ولا منازع له في أمره. الحمد لله الذي لا شريك له في خلقه، ولا شبيه له في عظمته. الحمد لله الفاشي في الخلق أمره وحمده، الظاهر بالكرم مجده، الباسط بالجود يده، الذي لا تنقص خزائنه ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء، إلا جودا وكرما إنه عزيز الوهاب. اللهم إني أسألك قليلا من كثير مع حاجة بي إليه عظيما وغناك عنه قديم، وهو عندي كثير وهو عليك سهل يسير. اللهم إنا عفوك عن ذنبي وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي وصفحك عن ظلمي وسترك على قبيح عملي وحلمك عن كثير جرمي عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي، أطمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك، الذي رزقتني من رحمتك وأريتني من قدرتك وعرفتني من إجابتك، فصرت أدعوك آمنا وأسألك مستأنسا، لا خائفا ولا وجلا، مدلا عليك فيما قصدت فيه إليك. فإن أبطأ عني عتبت بجهلي عليك، ولعل الذي أبطأ عني هو خير لي لعلمك بعاقبة الأمور. فلم أرى مولا كريما أصبر على عبد لئيم منك علي. يا ربي إنك تدعوني فأولي عنك، وتتحبب إلي فأتبغض إليك، وتتودد إلي فلا أقبل منك، كأن لي التطول عليك. فلم يمنعك ذلك من الرحمة لي والإحسان إلي والتفضل علي بجودك وكرمك. فارحم عبدك الجاهل وجد عليه بفضل إحسانك، إنك جواد كريم. الحمد لله مالك الملك مجري الفلك مسخر الرياح فالق الإصباح ديان الدين رب العالمين. الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه، والحمد لله على عفوه بعد قدرته، والحمد لله على طول أناته في غضبه وهو قادر على ما يريد. الحمد لله خالق الخلق باسط الرزق فالق الإصباح ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام، الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى تبارك وتعالى. الحمد لله الذي ليس له منازع يعادله ولا شبيه يشاكله ولا ظهير يعاضده، قهر بعزته الأعزاء وتواضع لعظمته العظماء، فبلغ بقدرته ما يشاء. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أنادي ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازي. فكم من موهبة هنيئة قد أعطاني، وعظيمة مخوفة قد كفاني، وبهجة مونقة قد أراني. فأثني عليه حامدا واذكره مسبحا. الحمد لله الذي لا يهتك حجابه ولا يغلق بابه ولا يرد سائله ولا يخيب آمله. الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين وينجي الصالحين ويرفع المستضعفين ويضع المستكبرين ويهلك ملوكا ويستخلف آخرين. والحمد لله قاسم الجبارين مبير الظالمين مدرك الهاربين نكال الظالمين صريخ المستصرخين موضع حاجات الطالبين معتمد المؤمنين. الحمد لله الذي من خشيته ترعد السماء وسكانها وترجف الأرض وعمارها وتموج البحار ومن يسبح في غمراتها. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي يخلق ولم يخلق ويرزق ولا يرزق ويطعم ولا يطعم ويميت الأحياء ويحيي الموتى وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وأمينك وصفيك وحبيبك وخيرتك من خلقك وحافظ سرك ومبلغ رسالاتك أفضل وأحسن وأجمل وأكمل وأزكى وأنمى وأطيب وأطهر وأسنى وأكثر ما صليت وباركت وترحمت وتحننت وسلمت على أحد من عبادك وأنبيائك ورسلك وصفوتك وأهل الكرامة عليك من خلقك. اللهم وصل على علي أمير المؤمنين ووصي رسول رب العالمين عبدك ووليك وأخي رسولك وحجتك على خلقك وآيتك الكبرى والنبأ العظيم. وصل على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين. وصل على سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك صلاة كثيرة دائمة. اللهم وصل على ولي أمرك القائم المؤمل والعدل المنتظر وحفه بملائكتك المقربين وأيده بروح القدس يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعله الداعي إلى كتابك القائم بدينك استخلفه في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبله مكن له دينه الذي ارتضيته له أبدله من بعد خوفه أمنا يعبدك لا يشرك بك شيئا. اللهم أعزه وأعزز به وانصره وانتصر به انصره نصرا عزيزا، وافتح له فتحا يسيرا، واجعل له من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم أظهر به دينك وسنة نبيك حتى لا يستخفي بشيء من الحق مخافة أحد من الخلق. اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله، وتذل بها النفاق وأهله، وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك، وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فحملنا، وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا. اللهم المم به شعثنا، واشعب به صدعنا، وارتق به فتقنا، وكثر به قلتنا، وأعزز به ذلتنا، وأغن به عائلنا، واقض به عن مغرمنا، واجبر به فقرنا، وسد به خلتنا، ويسر به عسرنا، وبيض به وجوهنا، وفك به أسرنا، وأنجح به طلبتنا، وأنجز به مواعيدنا، واستجب به دعوتنا، وأعطنا به سؤلنا، وبلغنا به من الدنيا والآخرة آمالنا، وأعطنا به فوق رغبتنا يا خير المسؤولين وأوسع المعطين. اشف به صدورنا، وأذهب به غيظ قلوبنا، واهدنا به لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك، إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. وانصرنا به على عدوك وعدونا، إله الحق آمين. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك فقد نبينا صلواتك عليه وآله، وغيبة ولينا، وكثرة عدونا، وقلة عددنا، وشدة الفتن بنا، وتظاهر الزمان علينا. فصل على محمد وآل محمد، وأعنا على ذلك بفتح منك تعجله، وبضر تكشفه، ونصر تعزه، وسلطان حق تظهره، ورحمة منك تجللناها، وعافية منك تلبسناها، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صلوات. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Today we've been through a week of the month of Ramadan. This was the seventh day of the month of Ramadan. That means pretty much almost a quarter of the month has passed. Inshallah, you all have been able to make the best of it, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for myself and for all of us, compared to what we could have accomplished, there is still a gap, there is still room for us to improve. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to both forgive us for the shortcomings and also to help us be able to get to higher levels of worship and take greater advantage of this blessed month and the blessings that He is giving us. The topic that comes to mind for us to discuss tonight briefly has to do with our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the things that we would want to do in this month, and we're told to do, is for us to... I apologize, let me turn off the echo. I was just notified that... I think that should take care of it. Let's recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. وَعَجِّلْ فَرَجَهُمْ. One of the things that we can try to fix in this month, take advantage of in this month, is our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I mean by that is how we feel about Him, how we communicate with Him, what type of expectations we have of Him, and how often we remember Him, things of that nature. So I'm not talking about, say, the understanding of where our relationship is, what the relationship is. We have hadith verses, the relationship is the relationship of an abd and a mawla, a slave and the master. A real slave and a real master. That's the reality of the relationship on an existential level. That's who we are. We are ibadullah. We are God's creations, and therefore we are His. We belong to Him. That's the reality. On another level, which is human intelligence, and as a creation of God, with intelligence, with understanding, with the faculty of intellect, with cognition, and with the faculty of decision-making based on cognition and understanding, we have to make proper decisions to develop that form of relationship with Allah. In other words, make our chosen relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the relationship of an abd and mawla as well. The existential relationship is that of a slave and the master. Our chosen, we have choice. God has given us choice. And as believers, we'd want to make the choice of becoming His ibad, His slaves, in our chosen behavior. Existentially, whether we choose that or we don't, we're His ibad. We are His slaves. That's how it works. That's in a nutshell the reality of what the relationship is. There's other ways of discussing that as well. Right now, what we want to talk about is not those items. What we want to talk about is what we mentioned in terms of looking at it as a relationship, the way we talk about relationships between human beings. As a human being, there's a certain way we develop relationships. A relationship with another person, another being that is intelligent, that hears, that sees, that is present. You either have a relationship with them, you don't have a relationship, you have a good relationship, you have a bad relationship. With regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our relationship with Him, how is it? Is our relationship with God a good relationship? Do we have a relationship? Many people have chosen to not see God and to say He doesn't even exist, and therefore there's nothing there for us to have a relationship with. That's for those who've chosen to not see Him, not recognize His presence, His existence, and so on. Those of us who believe in Him, we've recognized that He does exist and He is present. He is alive. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. He's the meaning of life. Anything else that lives is through Him giving them life. Yuhyi wa yumeet. He is the Hayy, He's the living being. Everyone else has life because He gave it to them. Nobody has life. Nothing has life on its own. So after recognizing that God exists, He is living, He is present. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ He sees everything of us. Now, do we have a relationship with Him, or do we not have a relationship with Him? We just say, oh, He exists, He's there. And okay, He's commanded me, I have to do this prayer, now it's month of Ramadan, I have to fast. I love the iftar, I love the suhoor, I love all the special sweets and special dishes and this and that and so on and so forth. All that's great, but all these things are rituals or traditions. Ramadan is about interacting with people, being with loved ones, and so on. So it's all about this stuff. Do I have a relationship with Him? Is there something that I can call a relationship? Because again, if wudu in salah is about running to the bathroom while I'm thinking about everything, I just do what I'm told to do, and then I get involved, I face a certain direction, I say Allahu Akbar, I say everything else that I'm told, I bend in ruku, I go down to prostration, I do all of that. But is any of that a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I remember Him? Do I think of Him? Do I think of what He has given me? Do I think of my conditions being ones that He's... Do I do any of that? Is there something called... These are examples of what we would identify as relationship. If I'm working in a work environment, I could recognize the presence of other people in my workspace. And I may now and then just, you know, can you pass me this or that? But there's no relationship. It's just, I know they're there, they know I'm here. There's no real relationship. Of course, from Allah's side, Allah has a relationship with everyone. That's not what we're discussing. From our end, our relationship with Him, do we have one? Do we not have one? The first thing is that we need to develop a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to have a relationship. And by needing to have, if we turn that into the similar idea that we understand from, you know, making wudu or salah in a way where it's just a series of actions, then again, that's not a relationship. A relationship is when you're talking to someone, you're remembering them, you want to talk to them, you want to hear them, you want to see them, you see them, you see their work. All these are what comes from a relationship. We need to have a relationship. Why? Because that's who God is. If we don't have a relationship with Him, we've missed out. We have missed out. We enjoy having relationships with people, with human beings, with all their faults. Them not really being able to help us, them not really listening to us, them not really caring for us as much, at least not all the time. The most caring of people, a mother, a father, for their child. Just think of it, all of us have been through that experience or will be going through that experience. Sometimes you're not very caring about that child. At least it fluctuates. Maybe it's always there, but it's more or less, it fluctuates. Friends, spouses, we have these relationships, family members, with people whose care for us, whose understanding of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another thing about that, the care is not just, you know, just feeling care, but how much they've given us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's given us everything. Everything that's good for us, and everything that is painful, but it's there to correct us and help us again, is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It really is. He's doing all this. We don't want to have a relationship with Him. Nobody can care for us. Nobody can. If you think the Ahlul Bayt can care, which they do, and that's the highest any creation can care for anyone, but that compared to Allah caring, Allah is the one who created the Ahlul Bayt to care for us. Whatever they have, plus infinitely more, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His care for us rather. I don't want to have a relationship with Him. We want to remember all these great times we've had with certain people that we have a relationship. The nice things they said to us, the nice things they did to us. We remember that. We think that's a good thing. And we enjoy that memory. We don't want to remember all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, including that person that we enjoy their company. It's God giving us that experience. Don't want to remember Him? What's going on with us? What's going on in our minds? Is it anything except for, I think, so the first thing was developing a relationship, but then why does somebody need to tell us about this? Because when you pay attention, when you see all of these facts, these are facts, right? We all know about this. If you don't, if you have questions, if you have doubts, think about it. Read verses of the Quran and then think about those verses. Verses that say these, they remind us of these facts. Think about it, understand them. Now, these are realities, these are facts. Who's the one that is protecting? I'm sitting here, anything and everything could fall on my head right now. The earth could open up, could take me in. Any of these are all possibilities. The possibilities are limitless of all the wrongs, all the bad things. We read in Dua al-Iftitah, how many times there were hardships, calamities, bad things that you protected me of. Anything could happen to me right now. Who's the one who's protecting me from it? He's the one who's protecting me from it. On a material level, on a spiritual level, iman. Think I'm keeping my iman? The moment God left his prophet, one of his prophets, Yunus, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam, 1 second he left him, وَذَنُّونَ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّنْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ. He disobeyed. We have this in hadith. 1 second letting a person go, let them be on their own. That's what happens. I'm nurturing my love for the Ahlul Bayt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that love. He increased that love. A minute, a second, he leaves me. And if he leaves me, the Ahlul Bayt will leave me. Second, Imam al-Husayn leaves me, which means God has left me. I'm gone. He's protecting that. So these are facts. These are facts.